distinguished co-chairpersons, excellences, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to start my speech by congratulating the co-chairpersons upon the election. We look forward to fruitful deliberations under your able leadership at this regional review meeting. We greatly appreciate this opportunity to touch upon the key trends on gender equality and present Armenia's initiatives and measures that have significantly contributed to closing the gender gap and empowering all women and girls. Distinguished delegates, the advancement and empowerment of women are pivotal in effectively addressing global challenges and fostering a more resilient and equitable world for all. The National Review for the 30th anniversary of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action reflects on the progress made by Armenia towards achieving gender equality. Allow me to highlight some of the key efforts in this regard. The current policies and reforms of the Government of the Republic of Armenia align with the UN's 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. The principle of gender equality is incorporated across all legislation. National legislation, including the 2013 Law on Equal Rights and Equal Opportunities for Men and Women, endorses the concept of equality for all in all public spheres of life and provides legal protection against gender discrimination. Armenia employs a multi-level approach to gender policy implementation, national, regional, and local levels. At the national level in 2019, the Council of Women's Affairs was established with the headed Deputy Prime Minister. Since then, the Council has been actively engaged in the development of policies, strategies, and normative legislations aimed to the promotion of role of women in all spheres of public life. The Council also looks into the issues related to gender equality, gender discrimination, and violence. At this regional level, we have established gender issue commissions, which cooperate under the head of the regional administration, and at the local level, community level, we have formed consultative bodies for women and youth, which function under the head of the local community. The Government of the Republic of Armenia also places a strong emphasis on protecting women and girls from and preventing domestic violence. In 2018, Armenia established a council dedicated to preventing and addressing violence against women and domestic violence. I am pleased to announce that following the completion of 2019-23 Gender Policy Strategy Implementation and Action Plan, we are now in process to finalize the new strategic plan for 2024-2028. This plan identifies six key priorities which are aligned with the contemporary challenges and are in line with the international commitments undertaken by Armenia. Focus on overcoming gender discrimination, promoting gender-sensitive approaches in social and economic spheres, addressing discrimination in education and science, ensuring equal opportunities in health, combating gender-based violence, and developing gender-sensitive strategies for climate change. As a part of our broader commitment to gender equality, Armenia is working to ensure greater participation and leadership of women in political, economic, and social life. Currently, women have over 36% of the seats in the National Assembly, 6% of leadership positions in community halls, and 92 community council members, reflecting meaningful increase in women's presentation and decision-making processes. According to the Women, Business, and the Law 2024 Index, Armenia's achievements in the economic advancement of women exceed the regional average, with substantial representation of women in the IT sector with 40%, which is double to global average. This progress is achieved in strong partnership with the international partners, non-governmental organizations, and civil society representatives. To ensure equality of rights and opportunities for all, the government remains steadfast in its commitment to promoting gender equality, overcoming the gender gap, and creating robust and sustainable mechanisms for supporting all women and girls. In conclusion, I would like once again to congratulate the co-chairpersons upon their election and wish all of us productive and successful review meeting. I thank you.